Hey everyone, this is Jeff Johnson, undergroundtraininglab.com. We've got a quick questions and answer call for the members of our group. What that means is simply if you have questions, go ahead and ask them. Hopefully I'll answer them for you. Everyone at this point is muted. If you have a question, please feel free to unmute yourself, ask your question. And once we're done, if you can mute yourself back again, I'd appreciate it by hitting star six. So if you have questions, folks, star six, let's go ahead and get this call started.
I have a question, Jeff.
Okay.
The OpenX process or the system, I've read it over and over. Can you explain exactly its benefits and purpose? I'm trying to understand it.
Okay, not a problem. OpenX is a system. It's an advertising serving network system we've been using for 4 or 5 years. It's been through several different names. The purpose of it is really quite simple. We build hundreds of websites, even thousands of websites. And if we wanted to put an advertisement on our websites, normally you'd have to go in by hand to each individual website and put the ad by hand on your website. And once you put it in there, you may or may not know how many people are actually clicking on the ad. So let's say you have a digital camera site. You want to put an ad on it. That includes AdSense. So if you look at our digitalcamerareviewsblog.com website, you'll see AdSense ads, you'll see Amazon ads, and if you click through the site to the different posts, you'll notice that some of the same ad spaces sometimes will have AdSense ads, and sometimes it'll have Amazon ads. We can rotate anything that we want through those ad spots, and it's not just one site. If I have 20, 30, 40 different digital camera blogs that are out there, I can literally from one central location, my OpenX installation, which is on just one of my servers, I can go in there and I can drop a new ad in and I can tell it, put it on this website, put it on that website, or put it on all of my websites. So from one central location, I can control all the ads that show up on all my websites. I can also measure which ads are getting more clicks than the next one. So if I look at, let's just start with the example we have now. If I look at the stats from OpenX, I can tell if people are clicking AdSense ads more or Amazon ads more on my website. And if I want to, I can make adjustments as to what percentage of ads show AdSense versus Amazon. Now, to know how much you're truly earning, that's the big thing. So it's not just how many clicks you have. You have to then go over and run a report from Amazon and run a report from AdSense that says, okay, for this particular website or for this particular group of websites, you have made X number of dollars over the last month, 2 months, or 3 months. And that allows me to see that if I'm showing an equal number of ad serves for the Amazon ads and an equal number of ad serves for the Google ads, which one's paying me more money? So if half the traffic goes to Amazon and half the traffic goes to AdSense, which one's making me more money? And then at that point, I can say, okay, well, I'm not making enough money from Amazon. Let me switch those ads so they just show the AdSense ads all the time, or should I just show the AdSense ads maybe 75% of the time, and now we go to a 25% showing of the Amazon ads. We can actually put in ads also from places like CJ.com, so we rotate hosting banners a lot, and we try to see which one gets the most conversions. We want to see what gets the most attention. You can also put in, using Open Ads, you can actually put in text links too. So in some of our blogs, we'll insert text links into the sidebar, and we'll test the best anchor text that gets a click. We'll know who clicks what, how often. So if we're selling vitamins, and we have a series of vitamin sites, and we want to know what is the hottest tagline right now, or the hottest vitamin or nutritional supplement, what's the hottest link people are clicking on right now on our nutritional sites, our vitamin sites, I can go to Open Ads in one spot and see if I have 50 different ads, 50 different websites running these links. I can tell you exactly which link gets the most clicks. So how do we use that in business? Well, for example, my affiliates. We can do the same thing with our affiliate ads. And I can go out there and I can test a new headline for my affiliate banners and I can put it out on my websites or even my affiliates' websites. And I can track how many clicks they're getting through those banners, and I can also click, because it's my affiliate program, I can actually see how much money those clicks are getting me. So if I test a headline that says free SEO blog software, I can also rotate a different headline that says something like join my mailing list, and another one that says something like free affiliate marketing video tutorials. And I can rotate that through all my websites through OpenX or through my affiliates' websites using OpenX. And because I'm using my affiliate links, I can not only track how many clicks there are, but I can actually track how many opt-ins and how many dollars are made from those headlines. So I might find that people are clicking the free SEO blog software more often than they're clicking one of my other headlines, but I'm not making as much money with that free SEO blog software click, and I'm not making as many opt-ins with that free SEO blog software click. So I have to look at what's most important to me. Do I want the opt-in? Do I want the sale? And then I make adjustments. So instead of having to go out to all my websites and all my affiliate websites and changing those ads one by one, which can be quite tough when you've got hundreds of different websites, I can literally go to my one OpenX installation server, go in there, and make the changes from that one installation. I can actually, you can set it up so you can sell ads on your websites through OpenX, and you can choose them by categories. You say, okay, somebody just paid me money to show an ad about microphones. These are the websites I'm going to show it on. I'm going to tell my OpenX installation to only show it 10,000 times, and after 10,000 times, I want to stop showing it. Then I can go to my client and say, okay, we've taken care of it. You've got your 10,000 clicks. This is how many clicks you got. We can even run tests for them if you want to. If they want to pay us to test which one works best, they could pay us for that too. You can actually configure OpenX so your advertisers have access to a sub-account inside OpenX. So you can do it. So you don't have to put the ads in yourself for your advertisers. You can tell people if you're selling ad space, you can go there and say, okay, here's your OpenX account, and it goes into your OpenX server. They can only see their information in their account. They can't see any of the other ads. They can then upload their own creative ads to your OpenX server just for their account. So it's self-serve. And they can put their ads in, and they pay you. And once they pay, you go ahead and give them access to OpenX, and they can control their own account. They can't see any of your stuff. They can't see the other client's stuff. They only see their OpenX account. So that's how we use it. One thing we've learned a lot recently is that we've got multiple sites showing hosting account banners from CJ.com. It has turned out that one of them in particular, HostGator, has significantly outperformed the number of clicks and number of earnings versus some of the other ones that we're testing. So what do? Well, I start showing more HostGator ads and less of the other ones that aren't making me nearly as much money, right? So that is exactly how you use OpenX. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, that's it, folks. I had a client that asked me on a conference call what I used OpenX for. That was my explanation. I hope you found it useful. If you'd like to find out more information about installing OpenX and using it to create your own advertising network, please visit my blog at undergroundtraininglab.com/OpenX. You'll find some step-by-step tutorials there along with a lot of other free content. So once again, undergroundtraininglab.com/OpenX. Free step-by-step tutorials. My name is Jeff Johnson, undergroundtraininglab.com. I appreciate your time, and we'll talk again soon.